Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
I recall a talk at our dinner table when I was a boy. The topic was H.R. Palmer's hymn, Yield Not to Temptation. My father said he didn't think one line was true. Quote, each victory will help you, some other to win. He didn't believe there were spiritual giants who somehow developed spiritual muscles that grew over the years. This notion could lead to a false sense of independence and result in defeat. The continuing story of Asa seems to be a warning about this very pitfall. Christian progress isn't like a train engine, but like a street trolley. Break the connection, and you grind to a halt. Azariah explained to Asa, quote, if you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you. 2 Chronicles 15:2. Initially, Asa took it to heart, and improvements came to the nation. More cleaning out idols, verse 8, offering sacrifices, verse 11, and making promises, verses 12 to 15. Although threatening to execute anyone who didn't seek the Lord, verse 13, isn't quite in the spirit of voluntary devotion. Asa even deposed his mother from the royal family and chopped up, quote, an obscene image she'd made, verse 16. So far, so good. But then Baasha, king of Israel, moved to isolate Judah by fortifying Mizpah, and the man who previously sought the Lord's help now turned to Syria, chapter 16, verses 2 to 4. The tactic worked. Baasha moved his men to intercept the Syrians, and Asa dismantled the fortifications. Soon, Hanani the seer was at the palace. You trusted God with the Ethiopians, and he delivered you. Now you trust men instead? It's a bad plan. Syria will come back to haunt Israel. Never forget, quote, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Verse 9, he's still looking today.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.